The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
The convoy is trucking around Washington, D.C. and the Capitol, and a lot of questions. It's not getting a lot of mainstream media coverage for the obvious reasons. Ukraine is in the focus, of course, and certainly the media probably doesn't want to talk about the protest that is ongoing. But we bring you the naked truth on that with our friend Kathleen Wells. She's the host of the Naked Truth Report, heard right here on AM 870, The Answer. And you can follow her on Twitter at Kathleen, TNTR. Kathleen, good morning. Thanks for being with us today.
Oh, good morning. Thanks for having me, Jennifer. I'm delighted to be here.
Well, we thank you for the live report. Now, when did you embed with the convoy? And there have been so many reports. It's the People's Convoy. It was the Freedom Convoy. There are various people coming together, but how many of them are there right now? And what's the situation?
Well, I left California and flew into Indianapolis. And then we had a rally in Monrovia, Indiana, at Ted Everett Farm Equipment. Then I drove across to, Ohio, Laura City, Ohio. And that's when I embedded with Buck from Campbell, Nebraska. And Buck and I rode all the way to Hagerstown, Maryland. It was a delight. I learned so much.
Well, so here is one. And look, I don't want to take anything away from the truckers that have sacrificed their time and money to go on this convoy. But, you know, Jen had mentioned there's not getting a lot of media attention. One of the things that Ottawa did, boy, they really suffered. They came under tyrannical oppression from the Canadian government. Now, America's a little different because we have a few more protections than they have in Canada. I think it would have been harder for them to do what they did, but certainly possible. We see what they did to the January 6th security breachers. But by not going into the Capitol, you take away all of the heroic effort, and the media is not going to cover you. There's no real tyrannical oppression anymore. There's no threats of the arrest. There's no standing firm. There is tying up traffic, but it's not really affecting the lawmakers. It's affecting the people in and around the Beltway, which probably won't garner much sympathy from them, and they're all Democrats already. I'm upset you guys didn't go into the Capitol. What do you think?
Well, yesterday when I was flying back, I'm in Los Angeles now, the leadership of the People's Convoy, which you can find out what's going on when you go to their website, thepeoplesconvoy.com, have met with Senators Ted Cruz and Senator Johnson. And it was a wonderful event.
Well,
I was on Newsmax over the weekend discussing it. So there is some media coverage, yes.
So and, I will say, though, so it's great that Senator Ron Johnson will be on my program tonight. He's a great guy, super conservative. Ted Cruz, too. I mean, look, we know they love the truckers. You're not changing any hearts and minds by meeting with Ted Cruz or Ron Johnson. They need to be meeting with Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden.
They're Democrats. Listen, the left never knows what's going on. And this is what I discussed on my radio show. They have an agenda. They have a narrative that they push and they get the help of. They're in cahoots with the legacy media, mainstream media. And so you know they don't want to meet with them, right? But it's not about the media. It's about the American people. The American people make the difference. The truckers are representative of the American people because they're the heart and soul and backbone of America. The left never gets anything right. And this is what I talk about on my show. They're wrong on everything and have been for decades. That's the entire point. They make things up. I listen to Washington Journal every morning because I want to know what's going on, right? What's the narrative being pushed? And when Democrat callers, folks from the left call in, they never know what they are talking about. They're not right about accurate history. They're not right about data. In fact, whatever they say about conservatives, that's what they are.
Well, yeah, I will say, we the truckers got what they got, and they got literally people lifting the mandates because they were steadfast at those Capitol steps. The media covered them. We hate the media. I'm with you on all of that. I agree with everything you said 138%. But the media needs to cover it, even if they cover it in a bogus way, because then the people see it. Right now, the people aren't seeing it because they're stuck outside. It's not a news story when you're outside the Capitol.
I mean, I hate to break the news to you, it's just not a news story. I guess, Kathleen, and this is a question. Kathleen Wells is with us. She hosts the Naked Truth Report right here on AM870. Kathleen TNTR on Twitter is where you can go. Kathleen's with a K. Kathleen, what is the size of the convoy? Because I think I'm even having trouble getting my hands wrapped around just how big and the scope, because it seems that they are disrupting traffic, which is a good thing. It's better than nothing, certainly, to raise awareness about the cause. But how many people are we talking about that are involved right now?
Well, right now, you know, things have changed. They have morphed. Right now, it's different because they're going around the Beltway. They've been going around the Beltway, I think, twice on Saturday or Friday, and then once on Saturday and on Saturday or Sunday. And so now they've been going around the Beltway, just driving around the Beltway slowly. They're law abiding. They're following the rules of the. This was peaceful. This was unity. When we were driving into D.C. from on the road, we were on the road, and we were met by Americans on all the overpasses in every city. So this is with flags thanking the truckers. Truckers are underappreciated. As I said on many shows, you know, I'm getting interviews because of this, right? So truckers are underrepresented, underappreciated. They're the backbone and heart and soul of America. Americans, this conservatives know what's going on. I think on the right, conservative media is covering it. Newsmax only gave me a few minutes, 2 or 3 minutes, to discuss it on Wake Up America. The issue, I think, is because what? Ukraine and Russia is dominating the news. We can't control the media, but we're beginning to take some control by opening up what? Truth Social. This will be a mega horn for Trump and for the truth with Truth Social, Trump's media social platform.
Kathleen, can you just, because I want to get an idea in my mind as to what we're dealing with, the people that you just left yesterday, are there hundreds? Are there thousands? Are there tens? How many trucks, cars, minivans, people are involved with this caravan?
Oh, at one point it was 30 miles, I know for sure. There are hundreds of truckers, and they're in Hagerstown, the Speedway in Hagerstown, Maryland. And then hundreds of truckers. And I have many pictures, and I'll download them to my website where you can see the list of truckers. I'm also a member of Project 21, and I'll download that to my website. I took many pictures. I took video. There are hundreds of truckers, and they have a rallying point. At each state, there would be a rallying point, and this is a good thing. It's a good thing.
All right, check it out. Get those pictures. I want to see them. I'm curious. TheNakedTruthReport.com, Project 21, that's where you can find them. And, of course, you can always follow Kathleen Wells at Kathleen TNTR on Twitter. And, Kathleen, thanks so much for the information.
Thanks for having me. And listen to my radio show on Sunday at 7 p.m., The Naked Truth Report, every Sunday.
There you go. Sunday on AM870, The Naked Truth Report, Kathleen Wells. We appreciate that.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.